الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين وسئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام الله عليه وسلم Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us different opportunities, different seasons, different occasions to take from His treasures. A few weeks ago was the month of Ramadan. Then some certain times of the year we have the first 10 days of Muharram. And also the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, etc. These are all Mubarak times where a person is given extra, as we are hearing in the tafsir this morning. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain months of the year sacred. And during these months of the year, a person's good deeds are multiplied also, and sins are also multiplied. These are known as Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months. And also, respected brothers, these are also the months of Hajj. The first 3 months, also the months of Hajj. The fourth being Rajab. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us these opportunities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these opportunities, these seasons, so that we may take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may benefit. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa, walam yakun min al-mushrikeen, shakiran li'an'umihi, ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim, wa atainahu fi dunya hasana, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمْنَ الصَّالِحِينَ The Hujjaj are leaving. This is the month of Hajj. Also, in a few days' time, a few weeks' time, will be Eid al-Adha, Qurbani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, مَا هَذِي الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What is this Adhiyah? What is this Qurbani that we are doing? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is the sunnat of your father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam. We all know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the progeny of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a progeny of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, who was a son of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So, whether it is Qurbani, whether it is Hajj, even in Hajj, many of the rituals of Hajj, whether it is the drinking of the Zamzam, or the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, or pelting of the Jamarat, in Mina, these are all from the lives of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was known as Khalilullah. He was called Khalilullah. Khalil, my bosom friend, a very, very close friend. One is a friend. One is a person who is a bosom friend, a very, very close friend. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was called Khalilullah. He was a very close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain incidents in the Quran and Majid regarding Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and how he was tested. Respected brothers, tests. Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فلا يعلمن الله الذين صدقوا ولا يعلمن الكاذبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say the gist of which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, do the people think that they bring iman and they will not be tested? Definitely we have tested those before you, before them, so that we may know who are the true and who are the liars, who are the truthful people. So tests, ulama tell us that when difficulties, problems come upon a person, and most definitely difficulties and problems will come. Where there is in life, there are different situations, sometimes of happiness, sometimes of grief, sometimes the weather is good, sometimes not so good, sometimes a person is happy, sometimes a person is sad, sometimes there is a birth, sometimes there is a death. But ulama tell us when difficulty comes upon a person, a person is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who is a person who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more or less, then especially on the pious, then this is a test. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these tests come upon a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these tests not because he wants to hurt a person, he wants to put this person to difficulty, because he dislikes a person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down these tests to take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know the incident, famous incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he is thrown into that fire, when he's about to be thrown into the fire. This incident mentioned in detail in the Quran Majid, وَلَقَدْ آتِنَا إِبْرَاهِمَ وَرُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted Ibrahim alayhi salam wisdom and understanding of iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam asked his father and his people, What these idols? Why are you worshipping these idols? The only answer that they could think of, وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ. We found our parents worshipping these idols. We found our forefathers, our ancestors worshipping these idols. Respected brothers, this answer is not acceptable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you doing something? No, because my grandfather used to do it, my father used to do it. Whether it is right, whether it is wrong, whether it is according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is according to the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is against the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, person is not worried. No. My father used to do it in a certain way, my grandfather used to do it in a certain way, that is why we have to do it. The same answer that the people gave to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, why are you worshipping these idols? Because we found our ancestors, our fathers, our grandfathers doing the same. قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين قال لقد أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين قالوا أجئتنا بالحق أم أنت من اللاعبين قال ربكم رب السماوات والأرض الذي فطرهن وأنا على ذلك من الشاهدين. Allah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam explained to his people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that is worthy of worship. وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُزَادًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ. So they had some festival, and they went to the festival. They were all going to the festival, which is out of town. Once a year or something, they had some festival. They told Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, come, let's go. He made some excuse, and he did not go. When they were all gone, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam took an axe, and he destroyed all those idols except one big idol. And he hung that axe around the neck of that idol. So when they came back from the festival, مَنْ فَعْلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Who did this? O Ibrahim, who did this? Who broke our idols? حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام فعلہ کبیرہم ھذا فاسألوہم ان کانوا ینطقون. In other words, why are you asking me? The axe is around the neck of that idol, the big idol. Go ask them what happened to them. Go ask that idol what happened to the other idols. So they said, you know, O Ibrahim, you know these idols cannot speak. فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَؤُلَاءِ يَنطِقُونَ. Imagine that, that's the day. They come into Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they're telling Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, how can you accuse our idols of doing this when you know they cannot speak? They cannot answer us. قَالَ فَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُضُرُّكُمْ. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam asked them, then how can you worship something that cannot benefit you, cannot harm you? Something that will not benefit you, something cannot harm you, something that cannot harm one another. One idol cannot break the next idol. Then how do you have this belief that this idol will benefit you and this idol can harm you? The lengthy incident, they make a fire and they decide that the most fitting punishment for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is that he may be thrown into this fire. This fire is lit, such a huge fire is lit. His audience mentioned that the fire was so huge and so spread out that if a bird had to fly across this fire, before it reached the other end, it will burn, it will roast, and it will fall into that fire. And it was so huge that to throw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the midst of that fire, into the middle of the fire, they had to use a catapult. And he was tied up in ropes and strings, and he was about to be catapulted into the fire. The angels come to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is one of the tests that were put on Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The angels come to him, and they offer to assist him. They offer to assist him. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked them that, have you been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and assist me? They said, no, we have permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come and offer you assistance, but we have not been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly to come and assist you. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, the famous word of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of helpers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I place my reliance totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine at that situation, person is about to be thrown into a fire. And not ordinary people, angels, farishtas, malaika, are there offering to assist him and save him. And there, his reliance only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to be thrown into the fire, then I am happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to assist me, then I am happy with this decision. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to burn also, I am happy with that decision also. But respected brothers, we all know, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire, يَا نَار, O fire, become cool. Become cool for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Become cool for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not cold. One is a person is in a cold environment. A person is shivering, feeling cold. Bardan wa salaman. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing is in the total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fire is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fire, the quality of burning, that ability to burn, that is, and the heat that is in a fire, it has been placed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that fire will burn, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remove that quality of burning from the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the ability to do so. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that this ability to burn will be there only for certain creations, and it will not burn some other creation, then that is also the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we see in Hazrat Ibrahim, in the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when he is thrown into that fire, within seconds, those strings and ropes that were used to tie him, They were burnt to ashes within seconds. But not a hair on the body of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was burnt. The stories mentioned that approximately 40 days he was in a fire. And those were the most comfortable days of his life. Everybody is looking. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, for everybody else the fire is hot. Nobody can come close to the fire. The birds cannot fly over that fire. So intense the heat. But for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, na rukuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So many tests were put upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this qurbani that we are doing, this is also one of the tests. This is a sunnat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. This was also a test that was put upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him glad tidings of a son in old age. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was very old. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a son. فَلَمَّا بَلَغُ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. Now, this is when the son is starting to walk and run around, jump around, play around. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter his son. To slaughter his son, to sacrifice his son. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind upon us. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in his kitab, the verses of Hajj, that when a person is sacrificing on the day of Qurbani, in reality a person is sacrificing his own children for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in place of his children, Allah through his kindness and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him permission to slaughter those animals. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to slaughter that son of his, that was most beloved to him, that was granted to him in old age. And first before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, go and leave your son, and leave your wife in that barren land, where for hundreds of kilometers around, there's no vegetation, there's no fresh water, and to go and leave them there. Imagine you are told to go leave your wife and your child in the middle of the desert with no provisions, with no water, with no nothing growing there in the desert, in hard rocky land. And Hazrat Ibrahim salam is leaving his wife and his child and is going. And he is asked by his wife that, where are you going? Why are you leaving us here? Allahu amaraka bihaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you. When two or three times she asked and he didn't answer, then she asked, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to leave us here? He nods yes. Idhan la yudayyuna. When he mentioned that it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his wife, the iman of his wife was of such a high caliber that she also said, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy us. Then Allah, so this was another test that was put upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then the test of that slaughtering of that son of his, he is placing a knife on the throat of on the neck of his son. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously. And a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granted more strength than any normal human being. How much he must have exerted in trying to slaughter Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, how much of effort he must have put, and how much of pressure he must have put upon the knife. But the knife refuses to cut. Because once again, respected brothers, everything is in a total control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knife will only cut if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands it to cut. And the knife will not cut if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the ability of cutting from the knife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down that ram, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, and he is commanded that now you have fulfilled the command that you have seen in your dream, and slaughter this ram in place of your son. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing a person. Since once a person become mukallaf and baligh, till the time a person passes away, a person is being tested at all times. Every person, life is a test. In any situation, ajaban li amri al-mu'min, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions how wonderful is a matter of a mu'min, of a person of iman. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khayr. That every situation is a source of good for him. نصابت سراء شكر فكان خيرا له ونصابت ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. When a person good conditions comes upon a person, he makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a source of good for him. That means now he has passed the test. Good conditions come upon a person, now a person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has passed the test. When a sabatu darra, sabara fa kana khayran lahu. When a person is tested with some difficulty, he is patient and to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepts the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his patience. صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. This is a source of good for him. وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنٍ. And this is only for a person of iman. So respected brothers, this is a lesson for all of us, that a person is being tested at all times. A person is being tested at all times. And when tests come upon a person, whether it be a test of difficulty, or whether it is a test of ease, a person has to all times turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person has to see at all times subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sukun.
Respected Mursalis, a reminder again, once again, as we reminded you last week, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the Mursalis can sit down for 1 minute, it's very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned words to this effect, that I've been sent to destroy musical instruments. I've been sent to destroy musical instruments. Music is such a thing that the Hadith Sharif says that it breathes hypocrisy in a person's heart. Allah Pak says in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, will be in the lowest ridges, the lowest positions in Jahannam. Now there was a time, alhamdulillah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a safe haven. It was safe from all these things. Music was not coming inside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You would hear music everywhere else, but the house of Allah would be safe from music. It is a sad reality now that due to our negligence and our carelessness, we are bringing this music, this filth, this tool of shaitan, this thing that breeds hypocrisy in the heart, inside the masjid, inside the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Almost every day, I may not be wrong if I say sometimes every single day, some namaz or the other, this filth, this music is playing. Right now we heard it while the bayan is on, music is playing in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will we be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our negligence? How will we tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah that I forgot to put my phone on silent? I forgot to check that there was music tone on my phone. That I brought it inside your house and I let that filth tool of shaitan blare and blast in your house in a park environment. Respected brothers, our ulama, our senior ulama are taking this very, very seriously. This is a park environment. Please make sure that we check our phones. We shouldn't have music playing on our phones, not only in the masjid. Music is haram all the time. We shouldn't have music playing on our phones, shouldn't have musical tones on our phones at any time, more especially when you're coming inside the masjid. Please check your phone. Please see that it is on silent, and please know that's going to play. And these things here, these haram actions, when they become common, and when adab is lost, Allah Pak becomes angry. Adab and respect for the sanctified signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we lose it, Allah Pak becomes angry. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala guide all of us. Inshallah. Ugh.